90.5 WKHS, you're now listening to Fan Cam with Peter and Andrew, where you get to hear two friends talk about sports from a fan's perspective.
Week by week, we will be discussing score predictions, breaking sports news, your very own Trojan sports, and your favorite big-time teams.
Join us every Thursday to hear us learn more about sports and give our spin on the modern-day sports talk show, right here on 90.5 WKHS. Welcome back, everybody, to Fan Cam, a sports talk show where two friends give their opinion on sports. I am Peter, joined by my co-host, Andrew.
How's it going?
It's going good. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good.
That's good. And we are now getting into the full swing of spring. It is showers here and there, but it is getting a lot nicer weather here in Maryland. So hopefully it'll stay that way. But if anybody knows and lives in the Maryland area, you know how bad the weather is unpredictable, so we'll see next week if we have an Arctic tundra or if we are in the desert. So hopefully we stay on the warmer side of it. But we have more sports to talk about this week. We had the NFL draft and MLB standings, NBA playoffs. So, Andrew, you want to take it away with our Trojan sports?
Yes. So on Tuesday, track and field traveled to Cambridge. Also on Tuesday, baseball and softball traveled to North Dorchester, and bocce ball traveled to the Edge Training Complex. And lastly, on Tuesday, we had tennis hosting North Dorchester. Then on Wednesday, we have girls lacrosse at Wicomico and tennis at Kent Island. And we also have baseball and softball hosting Snow Hill and boys lacrosse hosting Wicomico. Then today, we have boys lacrosse at Elkton, and we also have softball at home versus Kent Island. Then on Friday, we have tennis traveling to North Carolina and boys lacrosse traveling to North Carolina. We also have baseball and softball home versus Kent Island. And to round out Trojan sports, on Saturday, we have baseball and softball traveling to Queen Anne's.
Thank you, Andrew. And that is, I think this is our last week of Trojan sports before playoffs, so the year is almost coming to the end. It doesn't feel like it, but we are now one day away from May, so we are getting there, and once we are in May, it just seems like school flows by so quickly with all of the testing, right, your AP tests, all those, so it is exciting to see. Sadly, spring sports are ending. My spring sports season ended a lot shorter than I wanted to, but we still have next year and a whole nother year of fall and winter sports. And talking about fall sports, we haven't been able to touch on the NFL in a while, but we just had the NFL draft last weekend. We got to see where the players that we were talking about earlier in the year in college football and the college football playoffs went. So we'll go over the top 10. We'll kind of give a little blurb about each player and how we see them fitting in their new respective teams. So at the number one overall pick, Cam Ward, quarterback from Miami, went to the Tennessee Titans, which makes sense. I don't know if he was necessarily the best player in this draft, but it's all about what teams need. So the Titans being short quarterback and really short almost every position, but that's for another discussion. But yeah, I think Cam Ward, he'll do pretty good. From the clips I've seen of him training and just him in general as a player, he seems like one of those gritty guys that is willing to dive an extra couple yards for that first down. So I think the Titans found them a good starting quarterback. And then at number two, we had the Heisman Trophy winner in Travis Hunter, wide receiver and cornerback from Colorado. And the Jacksonville Jaguars actually weren't supposed to get this pick, but they traded up with Cleveland. I can't remember all exactly what was in that deal, but they got Travis Hunter, which I think is one of the best picks, if not probably the best pick in the draft. You now have a guy who is lethal on both sides of the ball. Andrew, if you were to say which one he would play, wide receiver or cornerback, do you see him playing both or do you see him becoming a master of one?
I think in the NFL, it's hard to be like play both sides of the ball just because it can be a very fast-paced game. And you're not in college anymore. You're playing against professional guys that are veterans in the league. So I feel like he's going to have to pick one or the other. He might want to do both, but I feel like the Jaguars are going to make him pick one or the other. And I feel like he was a better cornerback than he was receiver. But, I mean, it can go either way. But I see him not playing both sides of the ball. I think he'll have to pick one side or the other.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. I also see him being, because he is super young, I think he'll try and do it for a couple years, and then he'll realize like how rigorous it is on his body just playing all these snaps. And it's not, like you said, playing freshman in college maybe where like the receiver maybe isn't as fast. Like, these are professional players who are near, if not, they are perfection at what they do. So trying to go and guard a perfect receiver and then having to get guarded by the best cornerback in the league is going to be tough for him and definitely rigorous on his body. But I would like to see it happen. I just think it's a really cool storyline, especially for him as a player in the NFL. And then after that pick, we had the New York Giants getting Abdul Carter, an edge from Penn State, a Big Ten guy. Andrew, I know you're a little bit into Maryland football. What did you see out of Abdul when he played Maryland, or just anything else from the Big Ten?
He's a very good player, and I mean, the Giants are very lucky to be able to get him in this draft. The Giants actually did very well this draft. We won't be able to touch on him because he was lower in the first round, but they also drafted Jackson Dart, a quarterback out of Ole Miss, and I think he has a lot of potential. A lot of teams talked very high about him. So I think you get a lot of new guys, and obviously the Giants have not been doing great the past couple seasons, but you keep on getting draft picks and building up your squad, and one of these years you're going to get over the wall and have a great season.
Yeah, and then after that we had a guy, I feel like every NFL season you find that one offensive lineman that is just the most country, most gritty dude that you've ever seen before. And I feel like every year there's always that one guy who you go high in the draft and he's going to be a really good O-lineman. And this year it was Will Campbell out of LSU. This guy, the most country accent you've ever heard. During his draft interviews, he was getting asked like how he was going to protect the quarterback. And he was saying how the only thing that he cares about in the league is protecting his quarterback no matter what. So I think this guy is going to have a very bright future in the league. I think he's going to be doing insanely well. And this is also the same guy who, during one of his LSU interviews, was saying how if they let up one sack a game for a guy, he's going number one overall in the draft. But if they let up one sack, then they're going to be working at like a Subway or something. So this guy is very hard to the ground, hard nose, willing to do whatever it takes. So I think this dude is going to have a really, really good career in the league. And then the fifth overall pick, another team that people have been saying had a pretty good draft, the Cleveland Browns got Mason Graham, a defensive tackle out of Michigan. This guy, really gritty. Again, he's one of the better defensive tackles. I think he was the first defensive tackle that was drafted in this draft. So I think he's going to be really good. It's really hard with like defensive linemen because I feel like a lot of defensive linemen are like a lot older. I feel like the rookies don't necessarily get as much of a chance as like offensive linemen rookies do, but I still see him doing pretty well. And then at the sixth overall pick, I don't know why I was thinking this guy might drop down to the Steelers, but Ashton Gentry out of Boise State, running back. This guy, he's going to be perfectly fine in the league. If you get him behind a good offensive lineman, I see this guy becoming one of the best running backs within 5 years. Andrew, do you think that Ashton Gentry will have a better career than the guy he was running against for the Heisman, Travis Hunter, or do you think he'll probably have an equal good career?
I think it's going to be pretty equal because, I mean, Ashton Gentry had a great season last year at Boise State. A lot of people thought he should have won the Heisman. He had over 2,000 rushing yards, which is very good for a college player. But like I mentioned earlier, it's going to take a while for these guys to get used to the NFL and to used to the physicality and how these guys play. So I think he's going to have a hard time adjusting at first, but I think him and Travis Hunter will probably have about the same career.
Okay. And then after that, we had the New York Jets getting Armand Mebu, offensive tackle out of Missouri. Another player that the Jets really needed an offensive line. They're not having the greatest season last year, so hopefully they can flip it around. But they just got Justin Fields from the Steelers, so I think they got a new quarterback in there, a younger guy, and drafting this offensive tackle will be really good for their team. And then the first, I guess you could say, true wide receiver off of the board, the Panthers selected Tetria McClellan, probably butchered that one, but he's from Arizona. I've seen some clips from this guy when he got drafted, and he looks like a really good wide receiver. I see him doing very well. And then, Andrew, you want to take away the last two picks to round out the top 10?
Yes. So at number 9, the Saints took Kelvin Banks Jr., an offensive tackle from Texas. And at number 10, the Chicago Bears took Colston Loveland. And that will round out our top 10 picks for the NFL draft. There was many other great players that fell out of the top 10. I know the story of the draft was Shedeur Sanders, how he dropped all the way to the 5th round and eventually got picked up by the Browns. But there's a lot of stuff we could talk about for the draft, but there's also other sports going on too, so we got to focus on them as well.
Yeah, like the NBA. The NBA playoffs have been electric this year, and I think one of the reasons that these playoffs have been electric is because of three series: the Knicks and the Pistons, the Timberwolves and the Lakers, and the Rockets and the Warriors. And people have been saying that this is one of the better playoffs in the most recent years, and I see it because these teams truly, truly do not like each other. The Pistons and the Knicks, it seems like they're getting into a fight every game. These two teams are diving for every ball. They're going for every jump ball. They're just scrappy against each other. Right now, the Knicks lead 3-2 as they head into Game 6 today. I think the Knicks will be able to pull this one off, but having the Pistons go from the season that they did last year to all of a sudden showing this fight that seemingly wasn't there at all last year is a really good improvement for this team. We had the Boston Celtics taking care of the Magic pretty easily in 5. They won the last game 120-89 to round off that series win as they go to the next round. We had the Bucks and the Pacers, and I feel like every game was close, but it just ended up turning into the Pacers' way every time. These two teams would battle every game, but in the end, it was the Pacers that were able to get a one-point win to seal off their victory to go to the next round. And then sadly, this was an embarrassing time to be a Miami Heat fan. We lost every game by like an average of 30 something points. It was very poor performance out of our team. The last game we were playing iso ball through our all-star Tyler Hero, and he ended up getting 4 points. So didn't really iso, he kind of just isolated the team from the win. But Andrew, do you want to take away the West for us?
Yes, so on the West side, the Thunder sweeped the Grizzlies. Not much of a surprise here. The Thunder have been very good all season. Also on the West, another great series is between the Nuggets and the Clippers. And the Nuggets have a 3-2 game lead over the Clippers. On Tuesday, they were able to beat the Clippers 131-115. Then we have the Lakers and Timberwolves. The Timberwolves are leading the series 3-1. Their game 6 is on Friday. And also we have the Rockets and the Warriors, who the Warriors are the 7 seed, supposed to be the underdogs here, and they are up 3-1 over the Rockets, and game 6 of that series is also on Friday.
Thank you, Andrew. And I just want to say, this Warriors team, you said that they were the underdog. I think it should be illegal that they're allowing Jimmy Butler, one of the best playoff performers in the world, to be on the same team as Steph Curry when he is considered an underdog, because those two players seemingly just bounce off each other with just aggression and a fight to win. So I see this Warriors team going very far, especially if they have to play the Lakers. I see them beating the Lakers in five. But that will do it for our episode. Thank you, everybody, for listening. If you're new here, head over to FanCam_talkshow to keep up with the news. Or if you missed any episode, you can look up FanCam on anywhere you find podcasts. But until then, we'll see you guys next week.